This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. Welcome to this week's bonus episode. I'm actually pulling this episode from the Anchored Media YouTube channel because I know it's the top of the year. Many of you guys have goals this year to start a podcast, or you may already have a podcast. And this year, you're looking to grow or monetize your platform. Well, in this video, I'm going to answer the question that I get very often on, do you need social media to grow your podcast? Those of you guys who are interested in working with a company like Anchored Media, we have launched and grown many podcasts to the point where they're now monetized. We consistently see our clients' platforms grow within the first few months of working with us. So I want to give you guys a little insight on how to grow your platform. And if, after listening to this, you're like, Tatum, this sounds great, but also I don't have the time to figure this out. I don't want to figure this out. I just want my show to grow and I want somebody else to do it. I suggest clicking the link in the show notes to learn more about our podcast marketing and management service, where we handle the full production of your show, the full marketing of your show. We set up all the automation so that you're funneling listeners into customers in your business. And we're also growing your platform so that we can get you to the point where you can monetize via advertising dollars. A lot of our clients within the first year of working with us, they've been able to monetize their platform. So if you're looking to partner with myself, my team, and of course, all the amazing people who contribute to Anchored Media, click the link in the show notes to check out the presentation of that service. And that's it. Let's check out this bonus episode. Welcome back to the Anchored Media channel. My name is Tatum Iyomike. I'm the CEO and executive producer here at Anchored Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video.
So in this video, we're going to be talking about, do you need social media to promote your podcast? Now, to answer the question, no, you don't need it. But there are some pros and some cons to using social media. Of course, the biggest pro is being able to engage with your audience. Just that back and forth connection that you don't get via podcasting, because essentially with the podcast, you're either talking to your host or talking to yourself and uploading it for your audience to listen to on their own time. But you really don't get a lot of that back and forth, that real time feedback and critique and commentary that you get if you were to utilize a platform like social media. Now, the con, the biggest one, in my opinion, and why I am just team podcast in general, is because social media has a never-changing algorithm. It always changes. Snapchat comes on the scene. Now, Instagram has stories. Now, how you behave on Instagram or what the algorithm is set up for you to see is based on them beating out Snapchat. Then here comes TikTok that's taking everybody's attention. And now we have Reels. And so now on Instagram, they're pushing Reels so they can get people's attention off of TikTok and onto their platform. So these social media platforms, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, whatever, they have their own algorithms with their own goals that most of the time is contingent upon the goals of the company, not necessarily the advancement of the users. And the users will be supported for as long as it benefits the goal of the company. And so with that, in my opinion, putting all your time and energy to keep up with all of that, to understand it, and then stand out in all the noise on that platform, it's just a lot. It's very chaotic because not only are you competing with other creatives, you're competing with ads and people who have paid to put their content in front of a certain demographic. So it's a very noisy place and it takes a lot to be able to stand out there. And in my opinion, in the grand scheme of things, it's just simply not worth it. Now, again, there are some pros, but in my professional opinion, the good doesn't outweigh the bad.
This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother or anyone who was in a car with us just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspectives. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed.
And it's a common misconception with a lot of podcasters that they have to go straight to social media. Like, it's okay, I have to market my show, so I go to social media. But the problem is, a lot of podcasters don't understand the difference between marketing and promotion. Promotion is a part of it, but marketing is the overarching strategy that guides a consumer into the intended action, right? Promotion is just a small part of an overall marketing strategy. And that's what a lot of podcasts are missing. I'm not even going to get too deep into that, but I had to make that point. Now, in my opinion, here are some of the most effective ways to market your podcast. One, get in front of podcast listeners. Simple as that. These people are already listening to podcasts. On social media, these are social media users who may or may not listen to podcasts. When you are getting in front of a podcast listener on a podcast platform, and then of course you do your due diligence to make sure that that audience is within your target audience, you're now increasing the likelihood of you converting that person over to a listener for your show. So the way that you can get in front of podcast listeners is by doing something like an RSS feed drop. And advertisers do this all the time. Podcast networks do this all the time to get listens to their show. So essentially, they'll reach out to someone like me and say, hey, we have this podcast that we're putting out. Can we send you the trailer, a script? Can you read it and play the trailer and drop it on your RSS feed? So what that does is, now the trailer for that podcast is being pushed out to my feed of podcast listeners who trust me. And it's getting pushed out on a day that the show isn't already there. So it's not even being put into the noise of a regular podcast episode that will probably have more ads. So that's a great way for you to get in front of podcast listeners and to promote your show. SEO is something we talk about very often here at Anchor Media, because people are always constantly searching online, and most platforms are geared towards search, even social media. If you get on Pinterest, you're searching. If you get on TikTok, you'll see things on your For You page or your friends, but you can also search for the type of content that you want to see that the algorithm may not be pushing to you. If you go to Instagram, yeah, you see the ads, you see the things your friends and people you follow post, but you can also search for things and they come up. So we're constantly searching. In the age of voice search, there are Alexa and all of these different places. You speak to these devices, you ask them for something, and through voice search, they populate some answers for you. So making sure that your content is SEO optimized is king for your podcast, because you want the people who are searching for what you have to say to find you. Simple as that. Something else you can do to bring more listeners to your show is having strategic guests. Have guests on your show that have platforms of their own, and work out an agreement with them to where they have to post on their social media or send an email out to their list to let them know that they're on your show and to take a listen. People use podcasts as media all the time to promote what they have going on, but you should do the same thing. If you're going to offer your platform, no matter what the size is, because to be honest, nobody knows how many listens your podcast has, right? It's not published like a follower account. So make sure that you're getting something out of it as well to say, hey, yes, I'm going to open my platform up to you, but I need you to do something in return and share this with your audience. And lastly, don't sleep on word of mouth. People are always talking and sharing suggestions all the time. People talk about things they love and they talk about things they hate. The worst place to fall is in the middle, in that gray area that it was cool, I forgot about it. You don't want to be in that area. And you, of course, you don't want to be where they say, I hate this, I hate this. But you want to create content that connects and just hits so well with your audience that they automatically share it. Most of the time, your audience is within a community, whether it's big or small in their local area or a few friends. They're in community and relationship with people who are like them. And so the best place to promote your show is to have pretty much little mini ambassadors for your podcast because your content is that great. And we've seen across even the shows that we market and that we manage, word of mouth always drives. So our hosts don't have to post on social media because we help them create the content that connects so well with their audience. The audience does the promotion for them. So that's it for this video. Click the link in the description to download a free list of marketing strategies that are proven to work for your podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video. And I'll see you in the next one.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.